she basically walks off the set and says, he wasn't man enough for me. And we can interpret that to basically mean that Travis Kelce wasn't man enough for her.
Wait, emergency breakdown.
This is not entertainment. Do I look like a CNN newscaster?
Got a text from Rachel, my best friend, that Dick Cheney is dead. Okay, now continue.
That was yesterday. He literally died yesterday. You asked, you pleaded, you DM'd me 150 times. It is Abby and Rebecca bringing you the water cooler chat for your work day.
No one asked me for this. I don't think I got a single DM. So maybe, I'm here. I'm queer and I'm ready to talk about Lily Allen.
So we're talking about everything entertainment as it comes. We might post once a week. We might post 7 times a week. It just kind of depends what's happening in the entertainment landscape. And we actually have a lot to talk about because People's Sexiest Man Alive was just announced today. We have all the celebrity Halloween costumes to dissect. We have the Kayla Nicole, Taylor Swift drama, and also Lily Allen calling David Harbour a bad person on her new album.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, pervert. He did not live in the dojo. He lived in the Pussy Palace, if you listened to West End Girl, which I have been listening nonstop ever since it came out. It is literally like an audio play. Like, there's audiobooks, and now Lily Allen has invented the audio play. It's like a musical, and it is so juicy and delicious, and I can't stop listening to it. And I don't know if I can ever see David Harbour the same way. Honestly, I never had a strong opinion about him before, but now I know he's a pervert and a cheater, and I'm fully team Lily Allen.
Okay, so for context for people who aren't as chronically online as us, because I have some vague understandings of the situation because I'm on the TikTok and I'm unemployed, so I have nothing else to do. So Lily Allen, David Harbour, they've been married for how long?
They were married in 2021. So she has 2 teenage daughters from a previous marriage. He's single. They got together and I remember they went viral because they did an Architectural Digest video of this gorgeous brownstone in New York City that they lived together in. And they only just split in 2024. I think there were rumors circling that there had been infidelity or someone had stepped out or there was an open marriage. But I think people just like didn't care enough about David Harbour and Lily Allen to really make a huge fuss about it until West End Girl came out. And Lily Allen, because I've been listening to Lily Allen ever since she came out with Smile, and that went like huge. She is not one to be like, she's not very lyrically flowery. Like, she tells it how it is. It's like a diary, the way she writes music. She is literally just telling you exactly what happened. And when it comes to talking about her husband stepping out on her and then having an open marriage that wasn't really her choice, being able to listen to that in such like a straightforward musical manner, I mean, it's delicious tea. It's the most delicious piping hot English breakfast that I've ever had. And it actually sounds good. It's actually fun to listen to as well.
So it's beans on toast for your ears.
Yes, if I liked beans on toast.
Yeah, like really
beans
good.
On toast
like the kind.
Disgusting. It's like Earl Grey. It's a delicious piping cuppa of Earl Grey.
And a Yorkshire pudding, a sticky toffee pudding, if you will.
Every single like English food that you are talking about sounds like the most disgusting thing you could ever eat. But yes.
Yes. So from start to finish, what does she divulge? So you turn on track one and she's like, and then he cheated on me.
I mean, honestly, basically, it starts off with the title track, West End Girl, which is about her getting it. They bought the brownstone. They're in New York. Everything's gorgeous. She turns the lock and the key and she gets a call from West End, which is basically the Broadway of London, that she got the lead in a play and she has to be back in London for rehearsals in May. These are lyrics, by the way. I'm not just rhyming on the spot. And David Harbour responds to that new information, not with delight that his wife has gotten the lead in a West End play, but with a little bit of derision, saying, no, they're going to make you audition again. he's jealous. And she like clocks it in her head that he's being weird and he's being jealous about it. But she's like, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to fly to London and I'm going to buy in and we're going to do all this stuff. And then the song ends with like a one-sided conversation between, it's implied, Lily Allen and David Harbour, where he's telling her that he cheated on her and he wants to open the marriage up for both their sakes.
Both their sakes?
Like for the benefit of the marriage while they are both like living across the pond. Because he's in America, she's in London. He's like, I need to like get my, this is not said in the song, but it's sort of implied that, you know, I need to get my rocks off sometimes. So like, we can both open the marriage. It'll be a mutually beneficial situation for both of us. It's going to save the marriage. And that's the first song.
Okay, and what else does she reveal throughout the course of the album? Because you mentioned things like, he's a pervert, he cheated, blah, blah, blah.
So, it goes into, I mean, every song is like, sort of in chronological order, her finding out new things, like figuring out how to feel about what her husband is doing. So, one of the next highlights is a song called Tennis, which is about him finally visiting in London. And she notices the way that he grabs her phone. Or, sorry, the way that he grabs his phone back from her after showing him her a photo. She's like, something's up. So she goes through her texts and finds out that he's been playing tennis with this person named Madeline. And she's like, who the fuck is Madeline? And the next song's called Madeline, and it's her texts between her and Madeline basically saying, I know this isn't your fault. Tell me what's been going on. Is it just sex? Is there emotion? Does he still love me? And it's Madeline being like, no, he's telling you the truth. Like, this has always just been sex. It's fine. And Lily Allen goes like into their arrangement that they had, that it had to be discreet. There only could be like, you know, little adventures with strangers. You couldn't step out with someone who you knew, but Madeline was not a stranger. And there is a lot of talk about who Madeline is. And the internet thinks they found out. They think it's actually a woman named Natalie, allegedly, who was a costume designer on a show or a movie that David Harbour did.
In the words of Lily Allen, who the fuck is Natalie?
Who the fuck is Natalie? And it's so funny when you listen to Madeline back because you can kind of just hear how it sounds like Natalie instead of Madeline. So it's kind of like a little Easter egg. But yeah, she shows up in New York. She goes to the dojo, as she calls it, and realizes it's the Pussy Palace where he has just been like cavorting and inviting a number of women into his bed. And then it's just songs about, like, he's not really remorseful. She kind of finds closure. She tries to step out on her own and, like, open up the marriage herself and, like, give it a fair shot. But she hates it so much. And then it just ends with, like, her sort of accepting what has happened. Accepting that they are both just kind of, like, feeding their internal children, basically. The Pussy Palace. Oh my God. Pussy Palace. Banger. Pussy Palace is the song of the winter. It's about how his house was never the dojo. It was the Pussy Palace. She finds a Dwayne Reed bag with dildos and butt plugs and lube and just hundreds of Trojans. And this is like what she's singing about.
So it's scorned woman winter.
100%. She is like leaving nothing to be desired. She is burning everything behind her.
What, and I think
she
is
just, sorry, she just put the brownstone up for sale. She put the album up and then she put the brownstone up for sale. It is such a crazy like chain of events.
Well, it's a smart marketing tactic. I mean, in this housing market, you got to do whatever you can to get your house sold. But also, yeah, crazy timing, because isn't he about to do like a big press tour for Stranger Things, the final season?
I mean, he must, because that's coming out like mid-November, late November. So I cannot even imagine what it will be like for him on the press tours. I hope he gets so grilled. I mean, so I'm of the mind that like celebrities should cheat on each other. That's what they're supposed to do. Like, people are so Puritan about it nowadays. Like, I love the tea. I love the songs. That's all great. But like the idea that David Harbour should be fired from Stranger Things or like fired from projects, I think is so, I don't know. We're not like burning witches at the stake anymore. He cheated. It's not the worst thing in the world. But I'm kind of getting an idea that he is maybe allegedly not the best person based on a lot of blind items that have come out about him.
Like, so what?
There's been rumors that Millie Bobby Brown allegedly has had a very tough time on set with him on Stranger Things. A lot of his previous co-stars that I really don't know by name, they have come out and they have not said anything blatant, but they have supported Lily Allen online and they've like, you know, shared her songs or been in her comments saying like, this is iconic. I remember seeing Florence Pugh. She like specifically was like dropping comments in Lily Allen's Instagram posts and she played David Harbour's daughter in a huge Marvel movie. So there's been some shade from previous co-stars that makes me think maybe he's not the easiest to get along with. Shocker.
Well, what I think is so cool about the entire situation of the whole Lily Allen lore that she's just released is her Halloween costume, how she dressed up as the little French girl Madeline as a nod to the woman that he allegedly slept with in the Pussy Palace.
Oh my God, that was so good. It was so good. And it's so sad because in the songs, she talks a lot about how she feels like she's gotten old and she's gotten ugly, just like insecure. And that's why he doesn't love her. And she's so hot. Like, she's absolutely gorgeous. Her in her little Madeline outfit is so cutesy. She's like freshly 40 and she's hot as hell. And David Harbour looks like the fucking Pillsbury Doughboy. So I'm like, come on, Lily Allen, come through.
I know, it's going to be better for her. She's going to end up getting with like Theo James or who's like a hot actor who isn't wifed up with someone yet that dates women in their 40s.
I think she should drop Americans and go straight for a hot Brit who's a sexy British man that like would love her because she's kind of controversial too. She's very edgy. She's had her fair share of controversy in her history, but like, someone who would be, you know what? Someone younger, someone sexy and younger. You're so right. Theo James is so hot.
So hot. He's well, like the hottest I heard that hot. Ariana Grande was breaking up Aaron Taylor Johnson's marriage with,
oh my God,
his grandmother that he's married to.
No.
And so, listen, he has a track record of being with older women. He obviously respects older women, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of sad because I think he has children with this woman. But yeah. Lily Allen's like an appropriately hot, slightly older woman. I think he's in his 30s now.
What? Oh my God, you're saying Angus Thongs and snogging with,
yes,
with Lily Allen. What is his name?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I always think of him as Angus Thongs and like Perpetual Snogging or whatever that movie was.
It's first of all, it's Perfect Snogging. And that
perfect
is
Perfect Snogging.
Immaculate cinema. That movie from start to finish should have won an Oscar.
My sisters kept that recorded on the DVR for I think like 8 months. And every time I saw it in the DVR, I would get so mad because I hated it so much.
What is to hate about Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging?
I thought the main character was so annoying. She was so annoying. Also, I think just because I was a big sister and my little sisters loved it so much, I just like automatically hated it. But honestly, no, Angus and Lily, I like would really ship that. That's really cute.
Not Angus. I don't think his name is Angus in the movie.
Then who's Angus?
I think it's like a dog or a cat or something.
I thought his name was Angus.
No, well, his name is like Frankie or George. No, it's not George. Her name is Georgie. It's something. Well, anyway.
Something new every day.
But Lily Allen executed the perfect relationship shutdown that Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla Nicole, thought she did.
Okay, I saw a little bit of this. It was like a TikTok, but you're going to have to explain everything.
So I'm going to give you the lore. And before I go into this, before people just think I'm like some, because I am a little bit of a diehard Swiftie, before people think I'm just going to hate on Kayla Nicole for the sake of hating on her because she's an ex of Travis Kelce, I think she had every right to come back in whatever way she felt appropriate, because Taylor kind of mentions her on a song in like a very mild way. She just said that she was kind of obsessed with like being an influencer or whatever, which I don't know if it's more criticism than being hateful anyway. So in response to just Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift existing and that song called Opalite coming out, where she in the song explains Travis felt really alone in his relationship with Kayla Nicole because she was in her phone, however you want to interpret that. So then for Halloween, Kayla Nicole comes out with her costume. She's dressed as Toni Braxton. And the song is like Man Enough for Me or something. And so she does this, she looks amazing. She's in like this incredible like see-through rhinestone outfit. She does like a music video type situation where she basically walks off the set and says, he wasn't man enough for me. And we can interpret that to basically mean that Travis Kelce wasn't man enough for
her. Wait, emergency breakdown. Dick Cheney is dead.
This is not entertainment. This is for the poli- Do I look like a CNN newscaster? Do you think I want to get into this Dick Cheney bullshit?
I just got a text from Rachel, my best friend, that Dick Cheney is dead. Okay, now continue.
That was yesterday. He literally died yesterday. I got the, really? The People magazine update yesterday.
Okay, delayed emergency notification if you did not know, because I did not know. Dick Cheney is dead.
We are the worst news source. Hey, we're 24 hours late. By the way, a former vice president is dead.
How did I not know this? What the fuck? Okay, all right.
Back to your entertainment news source.
Back to Taylor, please.
Sorry, I'm just boring you senseless with this Kayla Nicole drama. Anyway, so she does this Toni Braxton thing. And we can assume it's to come back at the fact that Taylor sort of, she didn't name drop her, but alluded to her in a song. And I think Kayla Nicole's team must hate her, because this is probably the worst thing they could have done for a clapback. By all means, I want to see like the drama go down. I love this shit. I think this is so fun to see people go tit for tat. Like, as long as it's not hurting anybody, if it's just kind of petty ex drama, whatever. By all means, Kayla, like, get your voice out there. But this didn't do what I think her team wanted it to, because she's already kind of done this before. So I can't remember if she was dating Iman Shumpert or if she like was in some kind of affair with him, but he was with Teyana Taylor for forever.
Yes.
And do you remember this? She talked about how he did her wrong in some way. Iman did Kayla wrong in some capacity. And she talked about Teyana Taylor as like a quote unquote former famous person on her podcast.
No
way. And then when she referenced her as that, said, oh, it was because I was dressing up as this former famous person for Halloween. She dressed up as Teyana Taylor for Halloween. Again, looked incredible. The woman is beautiful. Now you've gone two for two with petty Halloween costumes. And I don't think they did what, I don't think it executed what it needed to do both times. Now it just looks like anytime you need to get back at someone, you just dress up as them for Halloween.
That's so wild, because I mean, I'm outside the sphere. Maybe I just don't know Kayla, but like Teyana Taylor seems objectively more famous than she is.
Objectively famous, period, because I think she's about to be up for an Oscar for a movie she recently did.
Yes, she was in One Battle After Another. And by the way, amazing movie. Go see it. She was amazing in it. But like, I've always known who Teyana Taylor is. Like, even if she was like a basketball wife or something, like she always seemed famous on her own accord. Kayla's famous because of her ex.
Like, no, I God know. Bless. And that's what I think is so sad for her. Like if I'm Kayla, I'm pissed at my team for approving any of this, because why have every time I've only seen her in the news or have some kind of headline, it's always attached to some man. It's attached to the Teyana Taylor drama where she dressed up like her for Halloween because of drama. And then obviously the Travis Kelce drama, we can assume that's, you know, going to be headlines after headlines after headlines. And then the Chris Brown thing. She recently went on stage and like dry humped Chris Brown and made pretty major headline news because of that. Like, I want to see Kayla Nicole do what Kayla Nicole does so well that she makes a headline. Like, that's what her team needs to be pushing her forward. Right now, they're just making her look petty. Like, the only newsworthy value she is providing to like TMZ and people and all those things that you need for good PR, they're only because of like these guys she's attached to. So I want to see her win in ways that have nothing to do with dry humping Chris Brown.
I saw people, you know, my TikTok seems a little more, you know, anti Taylor Swift, but people were turning on Kayla because of the Chris Brown thing. But what does she like? What does she do? What would she do?
So she was a sports journalist, but that's the thing is like, we don't know because I feel like we're so caught up in the drama that she's a part of in some capacity that any other accomplishment she has been totally overshadowed. I know she has a podcast. I've seen clips of it. She's very witty. She's very funny. Like, I want to see more of that rather than, I don't know, some petty dig against my ex who I broke up with, by the way, 4 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, she's kind of between a rock and a hard place because that is the thing that's going to get her clicks is throwing shade because that's, I mean, otherwise she doesn't have much to really like bounce off of. So on one hand, doing this and then actually using it as like a platform that she can actually put eyes on her podcast or whatever she's working on, I say go get it, girl. You know, get your lick back because Taylor certainly did, you know. But yeah, I mean, a Halloween costume is kind of, especially as a celebrity, because those are so curated. That's like, it's a little calculated and intense, especially for a relationship that you said was 4 years ago.
It was 4 years ago. They broke up 4 years ago, maybe three.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 to 4 years ago that I'm like, because now it doesn't seem like you're over it. You know what I mean? Like, to me, the ultimate clapback is, I don't know, getting with a better guy rather than...
Does she have a boyfriend now? That's what I wanted to know.
I don't think she has a boyfriend right now.
Okay.
I can't imagine after going up on stage with Chris Brown, she has any kind of serious relationship. You know what I mean? Like, get with someone stupid hot or, I don't know, do something else. But right, I don't think this is helping her career in any capacity, which, speaking of People Magazine, I could not say the same for Jonathan Bailey, who was just named People Magazine's sexiest male...
hottest homosexual in the area.
The hottest gay man on the planet right now. I was so devastated when I found out he was gay because I'm like, I love this man. Because A, I love Bridgerton. B, I love watching his character in Bridgerton. And C, I'm like, you're exactly my type. Like, yes. Except for the gay part.
Okay, one side note. Are multiple of the hot men in Bridgerton gay or is it just him?
To my knowledge, he is the only gay one that I can think of.
I thought the first man, what's his name, Jean or something?
Reggae Jean Page? No, he has a girlfriend. Or he had a girlfriend, Reggae Jean. Reggae Jean Page? No, he had a girlfriend at least at the time of filming. So at the very least, he's bisexual. But I haven't seen him out with a man at all.
There are so many hot homosexuals. Andrew Scott?
Oh my God, Andrew Scott. He's another person that I was shocked that he was gay.
I was not shocked because I think he always kind of gave at least like questioning queer vibes for oh my God, what's his name? What's hot Fiero? What's his name?
Jonathan Bailey?
Jonathan Bailey. He serves bisexual and he should be bi, but I respect him enough to not say that again.
No, Fiero does have strong bisexual energy and
Yeah, they 100% played Fiero as bi. He's a bi con.
And that's,
I think, is iconic.
That's in the canon for sure.
Oh, for sure.
But Andrew Scott, he's in such, because I know him from Fleabag. And I think being a hot priest is such an objectively heterosexual role that I never placed him as somebody that wouldn't be attracted to me.
That absolutely makes sense. But I will tell you, it's like that queer sensibility that makes him so hot in Fleabag. And that's the queer sensibility that makes Jonathan so hot everywhere he is. Honestly, that's why gay men are so hot to straight women. It's a curse.
It's a curse. I'm like, oh my God, please just love me. In like a non-conversion therapy kind of way. Just like, I want you to be who you are, but only if...
Be who you are. Allies.
Now that we've single-handedly torn down women's and gay rights in this water cooler episode. Well, thanks for listening to the Water Cooler Chat, guys.
Thanks.
I don't know when we'll do this next. Bye.
We'll do it again. We'll, as you know what, as like any pop culture stuff comes out that like we're interested in. And if you see anything that you guys want us to talk about, DM us. We're at Personality Hires Podcast on Instagram. Let us know what you want to hear.